Well, we are so thrilled to be here this morning. More than, we feel so, I had a dream last night, and I don't dream much dreams like this, but it was a dream that I know concerned what God was doing in this church. And so I'm going to talk about it in a little bit, but I'm just telling you that you're not alone, and the power of God is here. The help from heaven is here, and the hand of God is on you in a way that is greater than it's ever been before. It's a new day, and the devil is defeated. You can outlast the devil. I'm telling you, the work of God is stronger than the work of hell. Amen? And so we just come before this morning. And you can go ahead, Ray, or you wanted to say something. And we just set our hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is doing. It's been great already. There's a move in the Spirit. And I say, oh, God, move in me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We open our hearts to your will.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for Him. And though at times I failed, He's forgiven me. It's my desire to live for Him. Here you can see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today, then you would know the reasons why I love you so. Now you can take this world's wealth.
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5 says this in the Amplified Bible, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. For He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. He says, the next verse in the King James says, be sober, be vigilant. The word vigilant means at all times cautious. Don't lose your grasp on what God's done for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, don't stop at verse 8. If you stop at verse 8, you'll stop. But verse 9 says, resist him, steadfast in the faith. The Amplified Bible says, withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. For you know that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. He said he doesn't have anything new. No. It's nothing new. Nothing. All the works of the devil are nothing new. They've been used before and they've been overcome before.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
But then he said this, may the God of all grace who calls us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So I was reading this morning after I had a dream last night. And as I was reading this, I was telling my husband Ray this morning, I thought to myself, okay, so he's telling us, cast all your care on him. Don't be anxious. Don't let worry, anxiety, and fear. Don't let it even in any way begin to direct your life. Just cast all of that on the Lord. And then he says, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. Now, in my dream last night, I was just walking on this path, walking or riding, I don't really remember, but I was going on this path, and someone was with me, and I can't tell you who it was.
Maybe
but
as, it was me.
It might have been, I don't know,
maybe
but
it was me.
It actually made me think it was you, because I'm here. And as on Saturday nights after being in yesterday and being stirred up with what the Spirit of God was wanting to do here, it just, you know, when you come as a traveling ministry, you come as to serve what God is doing here. And so in my dream, I'm just walking on this path. And as I'm walking on this path, all of a sudden, it seemed out of nowhere, this lion shows up. And it was just so, I didn't even understand it until I was this morning. And this lion shows up on this path. And I remember looking at it and I thought to myself, that's a lion. I mean, the mane, everything, you know, it's a lion. And the next thing I knew, that lion was on my back. But you know what? The interesting thing was, in my dream, I didn't have any fear. I wasn't afraid. I thought, well, I got to get rid of this lion. And so I just kind of shook myself, and the lion just fell off. And it fell off, and I just kept going on my way. And whoever was with me went with me. And when I got to the end of the path, I said something to someone. I said, there was a lion in my path. A lion. I said, not a tiger. Not a bear, it was a lion. And it jumped on me, but I shook it off. And I thought, and I woke up and I thought, you know, really, I thought, what? I don't even know what that means. And then I started reading this scripture. Now, I'm just giving you exactly what I believe will, just words from from the Word of God that will help you. How many of you believe today's a good day to resist the devil?
Yes.
Resist the devil.
Yes.
I came here this morning to resist the devil. And I love when the Bible says, resist him steadfast. That means don't stop, don't quit. It says be firm. I mean, take your ground, resist him. But watch this, because I saw something this morning I've never seen before. And he said, steadfast in the faith. He said, the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers. You ain't got nothing new. It's all been proven to be defeated. And if you'll stand, it will be the same with you as it was with them. Abraham found out the devil couldn't stop. It didn't matter what his inabilities were. The word of God was greater than his inability. Moses found out that if God had a plan to bring people out of bondage, there was nobody in the land that could keep them bound. And he found out if you resist the work of the devil long enough, you end up with the testimony that God is faithful as he has promised, and he will perform what he has promised. And then he says this. Now, this was what I kind of got me for a minute. He said, may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now, the Amplified Bible says it like this. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. Sounds like he gets the last word. But, I looked at this phrase, you suffered a little while, and I actually looked it up in my handy Bible dictionary here that I have on my computer, and I realized, how many of y'all remember the story in Matthew chapter 14 when Jesus was walking on the water in the middle of the storm, and he comes to the disciples in the boat, and they're all afraid, and Jesus says, don't be afraid, it is me. And Peter says, if it's you, let me come on the water with you. How many of you know that story? And so the Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 14, come. And then Peter came to him. And the Bible says in Matthew 14, and Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. Matthew chapter 14, I forget which verse it is, 30 something. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Woo. But then the Bible says he began to see the wind. He began to see the storm. It was an evil storm. It was a work of the devil. It was designed to get him off course, to get them to hesitate, to get them to quit, to get them to just give up. But Jesus said to Peter, as he began to see the storm, and the Bible says beginning to sink, Jesus cried out to Peter, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt, reached out his hand and pulled him up. And I don't think he had to, just drag him back to the boat. The Bible says they both got back in the boat, and they both got back. How do you think they both got back into the boat? Peter must have got up on top of the storm. But did you know that word little there, O ye of little faith, is the same word that's translated while in 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered a while, it literally means after you have suffered, and the Amplified says it, a little while. He says the suffering is little.
Amen.
And when he told Peter, oh ye of little faith, he didn't mean you just don't have enough faith. He was talking about how long his faith lasts. Same word that when the Bible talks about how in James that your life is just a vapor and you're only here for a little while. Same word that's used to describe Peter's little faith. It wasn't, you say, I don't have much. Listen to me. It's not about how much you have. It's about how much he has. And when you put your eyes on him, it's not about how strong you are. It's about how strong he is. And you take a hold of his strength, and your little faith. You say, what does that mean? It's not talking about how much you got it all. You think it depends on what you got. It doesn't depend on what you got. It depends on you putting faith in what he's got. And when Jesus reached down to him and said, oh, ye of little faith, he was literally saying, Peter, this is not the time to stop. This is not when you stop. You don't stop now. This is not, if you stop now, you will not have the testimony. He says, resist the devil. Stand fast in him. Keep your eyes on the prize. Look at the one who told you to get out of the boat. Quit looking at all the things that are trying to cause you to drown. Look at the one who told you to come. Because if he told you to come, I can guarantee you, you can get there from where you are. Hallelujah. Come on now. So I'm here to tell you, I know this is first service. We may just have to pick up and leapfrog to the next point. But this morning, I believe we need to come together as the church of the living God and say, just like the word of God tells us to do, resist the devil, firm in the faith. We're not quitting now. We're just getting started. We're heading toward the prize. You say, well, you know, I've suffered a little. You may have suffered a little, but if you'll just stand and resist the devil, you'll have the same testimony every person who's ever suffered has had, and that is the work of God's grace. He says, after you suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who's called you to his own glory in Christ Jesus, he will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish you, ground you secure, strengthen and settle you. And the next verse will help you shout a little louder for those of you who don't think you have anything to talk. To him be the dominion, power, authority, rule forever and ever. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Father, for your hand upon the life of every person in this church, that building this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, listen, I've come through some hard places here in the last few months. It hasn't been easy. You say, I felt like quitting. I felt like quitting too. You said, I feel like I lost the battle. You can lose the battle, but it doesn't mean you lose the war. You say, well, you whipped me, devil. I just have to tell you, he may have whipped you, but that doesn't mean he gets the last word. You pick yourself back up. You look at the one who told you to go in the first place. Don't find somebody who's saying, oh, look at him drowning. Don't find someone who's looking and seeing how weak you could be. Oh, I see what he'll probably do. Find somebody who stand in faith with you, and then look right in the eye of whatever wicked, evil thing that the devil's tried to jump on your back with. Because I'm here to tell you, if you'll shake yourself, that lion has to flee, and you can move right on down the path. Hallelujah! Oh, all right. Praise the Lord. Are y'all okay? I know this is early service, but how many of you know Pentecost Sunday was a 9 a.m. in the morning service? Did you know that? And guess they thought they were all drunk. Anybody in here got that same testimony? I'm just here to tell you, we're here to get tanked up, filled up with the power and faith in God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And I don't know, just so in case you didn't know it or not, but the Bible says that when Peter, after they got back into the boat, the wind ceased. And it says, as soon as they climbed back into the boat, in Matthew chapter 14, the news of their arrival spread quickly throughout the whole surrounding area. And soon, people were bringing all their sick to be healed. And the sick begged him to let them touch even the fringe of his robe. And Matthew chapter 14, verse 36, Pastor Peggy was saying, we're not gonna, you know, just slack off because it's summer. We're going, you know, pedal to the metal. Well, that's what Jesus was telling his disciples. And it says here, after they got to the other side, after Peter had walked on the water, he had, you know, gotten whipped right in the middle of the storm, but he put his eyes back on Jesus and they walked right to the boat. And the minute they got to the boat, the storm was over and they're on the other side, and they get to the other side, and every single person on the other side who was sick, who came to him and touched him, were healed. You know, the first person that got healed that during this event was Peter, because when his hand went right back in Jesus' hand, whatever fear, anxiety, hurt, whatever insufficiency or inability that had taken a hold of him that caused him to sink was gone. He got to the other side. And you see, the storm really was not about Peter. It was about reaching the other side. And I'm telling you, we resist the devil, steadfast in the faith, because God is working. He's working in South Florida. He's working in Lake Worth. He's working in this area. I'm telling you, we've been around this area for a week, and I'm telling you, it has been notable to us, the desire in the men and women of all colors and all you know, faiths, who are hungry for God and want to see God move, want unity in this community. You understand? Community, you must understand, works with unity. So how many of you this morning want to unite around the fact that Jesus is Lord, and we can resist the devil and he will flee? If there's anything in your life this morning that you'd like to resist the devil about with me, would you just stand right now? Let's just stand up right in the middle of whatever activity's going on. If it's in your body, in your finances, in your family, you say everything's fine for me, but there's somebody else. You understand, the storm's not really about you. It's about the work of God through you. Oh, glory to God. Everybody just lift your hands. Oh, now we're going to lift our voice and we're going to say together, Devil, we resist you.
We resist you.
In the name
of Almighty God.
You have no part.
You have no part
in this affair.
In this affair.
You are defeated.
You are defeated.
Jesus is our Lord.
Jesus is our Lord.
And in the name of Jesus.
You let go.
Of my finances.
Of my finances.
You let go. Of my family.
Of my family.
You let go.
You let go.
Of my body.
Of my body.
You let go.
You let go.
Of my future.
Of my future.
I put my faith in God. I will not quit.
I will not quit.
I've heard the word.
And I'm moving forward.
Thank you, Lord.
For a fresh anointing.
A second wave.
I'm taking my second wind.
And I'm going to finish. The work of God. Now lift both your hands and thank him for doing it. Thank it. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank God you are greater than our failures. You're greater than our sin. Oh, you're greater than our weakness. Oh, my God is greater. Jesus. Oh,
sing your my Lord, your my Lord. Jesus Christ, your Lord. I ask people everywhere I go, do you know Jesus? Will you be in heaven? But I don't want to get to your humanistic plan like, well, if you know him, you'll get this. If you know him, you'll get life. Life which lifts us out of the circle of sin and death. Life. We've got wisdom. We've got life. We've got healing. We've got it. So then why do I fall sway to things? Because you're a human being and you need to resist. Been there. Oh, but I know what it's like to come out of there. It's freedom. 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 I don't know Jesus Christ. Or maybe you said, Cindy, I've known Jesus, but there's something in my life. And I don't want it anymore. I know that because you're a believer. That's your desire. And I just want to be free. I know that because that's, you've been created by a supernatural miracle working God, and there's always that element working there once you've been born again into another kingdom. That's why people struggle. You said, I want freedom. Or maybe you're here and you said, I've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues, but I'd like to now. Any of those, would you come quickly? Because we don't have much time, so you're going to have to move and move fast. But it only takes like that. He's coming back for us like that. So really, altar calls are not about waiting on God. It's about waiting on people.
Is there anyone in here this morning? You need to come to the altar for prayer for any reason.
Or sickness.
You've never been born again. You don't know if you're going to heaven when you die. You've never been filled with the Holy Spirit and spoken other tongues. Aren't you glad for the power of God? I'm so glad I have supernatural resources available.
Well, I'm new here. You know, I've never seen you guys. It's not about seeing us. It's about answering that cry in your heart. That's what it's about.
Oh, glory
to
God.
That's what it's about. Everybody here who knows Jesus Christ, would you raise your hand, please? Ushers, would you help me look? Everyone says, I know Jesus. Ushers, would you help me look? Ushers, are any ushers looking? Okay, where are you? Are you guys looking? Help me look and see if any hands.
I can see.
Yeah.
I see.
All right. You know Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Because some of you got your hands at half mass. Maybe you're not, you know, so proud.
It's 9:30
I know Jesus. Anybody here? And you said, you know, Cindy, I don't pray in other tongues, but you know, I'm open. Raise your hand if that's you. I don't pray in tongues, but I'm open. All right, praise the Lord. Anyone else? I'm open. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you come up and let me pray with you real quick? It's going to be quick. You're going to have to get it fast. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, come on. The gentleman over there that raised your hand, do you want to come and let me pray for you? Hallelujah. 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 Anybody here, you said, you know, I need prayer. I just need that you were speaking to my heart. There were things in my life that, you know, that I just needed help. And I need to say, God, I'm so sorry. I'm coming back. Or maybe there's a sickness or something that's tried to attach itself to you. And just takes a moment. Hallelujah. Just takes a moment. I'm just going to pray real quickly. Let's make sure you tell me what time it is. Hallelujah. Just come over here. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Anyone? Now listen, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues. You know, I was raised...
Everybody take a step forward.
I was raised in the Baptist church, and I didn't understand, didn't even know what it meant, but I read one scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians that helped me to understand. I think it might help you too. 1 Corinthians 14, he says, when I pray in another tongue, unknown tongue, my spirit prays. And then he goes on and he says, what is it then? I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my understanding. How many of you know how to pray with your understanding? The language you understand. You pray, you begin to speak. He said, I will pray with my understanding. But he also said, I will pray with my spirit. You say, what is that word you're looking for? That word will. That's yours. God won't make you pray in tongues. But if you willingly yield to him,
you'll begin to speak in other tongues. You say, but I don't know how. It's not coming from what you know. It's coming from your spirit. The part of you that is in contact with the living God, the Holy Spirit. And he says he will inspire you, but it's up to you to speak. So this morning as we pray, and maybe you're in the congregation and you've never spoken other tongues, if you'll willingly yield to the power of God right now that comes upon you and begin will be filled.
I need to know something really quick. Who came to pray in tongues real quick? You. Anybody else? The rest of you came for healing, right? You, healing. How about you? Okay, how about you? Miscellaneous. You gotta get real targeted with Jesus, I'm telling you. Miscellaneous is not good enough. You gotta say this and this and this and no. Target it. Because I'm telling you, the devil's targeting things. You understand what I'm saying? So we're gonna target with the lips, the fruit of our lips, and say, no, this is enough.
Are you ready?
This is enough.
So everybody say this prayer together. Just say it, close your eyes, because it helps you to just focus on Jesus, the one who told you to come in the first place. Everybody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For loving me.
For loving me.
And right now,
I receive
the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
Just like they did in the Bible.
Just like they did in the Bible.
I will begin. To speak in other tongues.
And
I thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
That you have forgiven me.
That you have forgiven me.
You have set me free.
You've set me free.
I'm walking out of bondage.
I'm walking out of fear.
I'm walking out of weakness. Into your strength.
Your freedom.
And your wholeness.
Now
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Now don't say anything
else. I'm walking out of sickness. Say it, I'm walking out of sickness.
Now don't say anything else in English. Everybody just begin to speak and pray in other tongues right now. Everybody talk out loud so you can hear your own voice. That's right. Just keep going. Everybody who's filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in Acts chapter 10, they heard them speak in other tongues and magnify God. So it's all right to lift your voice and begin to speak and praise God so you can be heard. It helps you to release faith in the supernatural. It changes the atmosphere. It makes you aware of the supernatural things of God. We put our faith in the supernatural ability of God. Oh, bro, that's why we get up. That's why we go again. Thank you. We sing, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Everybody sing Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Smiled and laughed and jumped when I felt like it, that would, you know, There wouldn't be much smiling, laughing, and jumping. You don't do it because you feel like it. You do it because you're speaking the word to the situation.
Actually, if you do it,
and you know,
you will feel like it.
Yeah, you will. But you know you're got to speak the word. What is it? I command you. Fear, loose me. I resist you. Doubt, I resist you. Sickness, I resist you. Hallelujah.
Woo! Well, we love you guys. God bless you. This is going to be a wonderful day.
Yes!
Wonderful
day. Possible. Anything's possible. It's possible. I'm telling you, it wasn't Peter that the devil was trying to stop. It was the move of God for his generation. That's what he was trying to stop. And you can't just mess around with it. You need somebody to come in your life and say, come on, let's go. He said, I don't like that. You better like it because that's your friend.
And what I learned from 1 Peter 5 is that the suffering is a little. The work of God is great.
Quick. She says immediately they got to the other side. It didn't take a long time.
She wants to re-preach my whole sermon.
As they resisted, they got there.
But I guess it's a good idea. She likes hearing it since she has to hear me all the time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here's what we're going to do. Now listen, I would encourage you, because like she said, she's leapfrogging. Next service might be totally different. So if you want to stay, you're welcome to stay for next service. But if you have kids, go pick them up in between so they can prepare for next service. But you can stay all day. You can stay with us. We're going for a three-hitter tonight. Amen? And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're just going to let loose. And no time frame, no limits. Let's just go with whatever God has for us, right? Amen. And bring some people. You know, it's one thing to hear the word of God, but it's another thing to experience a move of the Spirit. Amen? That's another thing, and you always want to encourage people to come. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do the offering, and then we're going to do our... I'll do the drawing real quick right now. You guys ready? 474-074. Winner, winner. You got an ice cream dinner. Oh, right there. Take that this way. All right. If you're visiting with us, that's just something we do for fun. All right, we're going to receive an offering for Shekinah Glory. And listen, this is a double offering Sunday, and I know that weirds people out. But you know what? We only give when we want to give. If you don't have it or you don't want to, that's all right. Some people here want to. And I would never want anyone to miss an opportunity to sow into good ground. And that's what this is. It's an opportunity for you. No pressure. We're just going to do it. You guys ready? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sow into good ground, to sow into the work Shekinah Glory is doing all over the world, in Europe, and teaching the gospel. And we just thank you, Lord. And we seize this opportunity this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to take just a second before we leave to tell you a little bit about what's on the product table. We've got a brand new series by Lois called You're Hyper Victorious. It's excellent. We got a couple copies left of a really good teaching called You've Got to Say Something. It's excellent. But what I want to really tell you about is we had a little mix-up on some USB drives that we ordered. They were not complete, but, I mean, in terms of the physical package. But everything, all the teaching we have is on the teaching USB. All the music we have is on the music USB. But we're discounting them by $20 just because we don't want to send them back to the company and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's a great deal. It's really probably the only time we're ever going to do that. Be sure and check it out. I think Jennifer's back. Somebody's back there.
And the Jessica. Brand new music CD is back there called Blessed Redeemer.
I picked it up.
And the song It's My Desire that we did at the beginning is on it. Do you like that song? There's lots of songs like that on here. You'll be blessed by it.
There's a couple
we
of
love you
there's
guys.
A couple of old hymns.
Because we're a couple of old singers.
Because we're a couple of old hers. And Gaither is on there. I never said that before. That's pretty funny. Hallelujah. But get that. It's one of our favorites. Right. And everybody's been talking about how much they love it. Healing, anointing, just all kinds of things. It's on that CD. It's all slow. It's all minister to your spirit and your body. And I have to tell you just real quick. Peggy is one of the greatest persons to travel with. Not everybody's a good traveler, you know, probably me. I'm telling you, she's just great. While she is like here, she is everywhere. Everybody loves her. Yeah. She has such favor. Everywhere she went, I was like, what's her deal? He said, well, oh yeah, she that's my word. Yeah, that's it. But anyway, you've got a blessed pastor. One of the greatest in the world. And we honor her. And I know sometimes I call her Peggy and I do this and I try to boss her around. But I'm telling you something, I honor this woman with all my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Peggy. Pastor Peggy.
Amen. These guys are, what you see up here, that's what I was with for 2 weeks. Was I blessed or what? I told him I'd sit on a park bench to spend 2 weeks with you guys. And it was a blessing to me to be with them in Africa. And just, they're just amazing. Just so filled with the Spirit, as you can see. So anyway, we're going to dismiss. We got another service at 11. So if you're staying, that's great. If you're going, we need you to go. Because we got to turn over here. All right? Be blessed. We love you.